You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
This is Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Hayward with the Miracle Blessing and Healing Broadcast. Thank God for being here today. Excuse me. God is blessing. God is moving by his spirit, moving by his power. I want you to meet us tonight at Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, 1500 Florida Avenue Northeast in Melbourne, Florida. Amen. Come on out at 8 p.m. Apostle Anton Brown will be with us this Friday. Tonight, Thursday, February the 5th. Amen. And then Friday, February the 6th, Prophet. Amen. Hallelujah. Robert Adderley will be with us at Miracle Deliverance. Pastor Andre Smith is in charge. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then Sunday, I'll be speaking. Sunday, February 8th, 11:30 a.m. Amen. I'll be speaking there. God is going to bless. Come on out to these services this week and let God bless you. Let God bless your life. Amen. Then Wednesday night, February 11th, 8 p.m., Evangelist Serena Williams will be speaking. And then on Friday night, February the 11th, we will be going to Bradenton, Florida. Amen. Praise the Lord to Apostle Ellis. Amen. Glory to God. Celebrating him at his celebration. Amen. Life Impact. Amen. He's the Apostle of Life Impact Church. I want you to come on out. Amen. We'll be going to United Methodist Church, 6510 3rd Avenue West, Bradenton, Florida. Come on out and let God bless you. Amen. Next week, God wants to bless you. God wants to bless your life. Come out this week. Amen. And next week, God has a miracle in store for you, but you need to come in order to get it. I want to talk to you today. Amen. Praise the Lord. From Luke, the 5th chapter. And I want to tell you, God is ready to take you further. If you want to go further, God is ready to take you further. Amen. And it reads, and it came to pass that as the people pressed unto him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were going out of them and were washing their nets. Amen. Praise the Lord. Many times, glory to God, when things are not happening like you feel like, you are ready to give up. You are ready, amen, to take your net and fold it up, amen, and give up. But I want you to know you don't have to give up. God is still there. Amen. Jesus was right there. Amen. He came there to give them a miracle, came there to bless them, came there to take them a little further. And I want you to know God will take you a little further if you just listen, if you will obey. Amen. And the third verse saying, and he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he should thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now Jesus came and got in the ship. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he began to teach them. Amen. And he told Simon, I need you. Amen. Hallelujah. To thrust your, hallelujah, this ship out. Amen. Hallelujah. And take it to land. If you will obey, you'll receive your miracle. If you will obey, you'll get your deliverance. Praise God. And Jesus sat on the ship and began to teach. And the Bible said in the fourth verse, now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a drop. Amen. Hallelujah. See, amen. Glory to God. Many times you may be on the shore and you can't get much on the shore, but it's time to launch out into the deep. God is going to take you further. God is going to bless you so you can do more. Praise God. But you can't give up. Don't give up. This is not the time to give up. Bible say the harvest truly is great, but the labors are few. Amen. Praise God. But you got to launch out into the deep. The shore is not good enough. You can't catch much fish on the shore, but you got to, amen, launch out into the deep. Simon answered, said unto him, Master, We'll tall all night. Praise God. Hallelujah. How Peter began to say, we tall all night. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know how it is when you've done something over and over and over and over again. Praise God. But you're doing it in the same spot. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you didn't catch nothing, it's time to do something else. And amen. Jesus told him to do something else. Launch out into the deep. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory God. Peter said, we toil all night and hallelujah and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Amen. Praise God. Peter knew who Jesus was. Amen. And that's what you got to know. You got to know who your Savior is. You got to know who speaks. Amen. Hallelujah. And when they speak, you have to obey it. You got to know who your apostle is. You got to know who your pastor is. You got to know who your evangelist is. You got to know who your prophet is. And when your prophet speak, you got to do what they say, because God is ready to give you what you need. God is ready to give you your miracle. God is ready to take you further if you will obey. Peter had a mind to obey. Amen. Hallelujah. If you be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. That's what you want. You want to receive what God has for you. You want to eat the good of the land, but you got to obey God. It doesn't matter what happened before he's told you what to do. Amen. It doesn't matter what happened before she told you what to do. But now it's time to get up and obey, because God is ready to bless you more. Hallelujah. The sixth verse. When they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their net break. Praise God, when they did what Jesus said. Praise the Lord, they got their nets got full. I want you to know, when you do what Jesus say, you'll catch a lot of fishes. You'll catch a lot of souls. You'll get a lot of miracles. You will get your blessings. Doors will begin to open for you. When you do what God say, you can catch something. I know the enemy trying to get you down, trying to make you give up. But my message to you today is hold on and do what your leader say. Hold on and do what the prophets say. Hallelujah, because the prophet got a word that will bring you out. The prophet got a word that will take you higher. But you got to obey. God wants you to obey the man of God. Obey the woman of God. And if you will obey, your blessing will come, and it will come immediately. Your blessing will come, and it will come with a flood. God want to flood you out. He's the God that can give you more than enough. You don't have enough now. That's why you need to launch out into the deep and let down your net so you can catch many. And the seventh verse say, and they beckon unto their partners which were on the other side. See, when God bless you, he'll give you more than enough. And you can call in other churches. You can call in your family. You can call in your neighbors. You can call in your friends. They beckon to their partners which was on the other side. Come on. We got blessings over here. Come on. God is giving us miracles over here. Come on. God is giving us deliverance over here. So you need to come, because we got too much now, and we need to share it out. When God bless you, don't you be stingy, holding it back for yourself, but call your friends, call your neighbors, call your church family, call other church families, because God wants them to get them to, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both of the ships so that they began to sink. See, they had two ships. And both of them was empty. But when they obeyed, they both of the ships, hallelujah, began to be filled. It was filled up so much that the ships began to sink. What are you trying to tell you? I'm trying to tell you that God is a God that will do what he say. He said, I'll give you the wealth of the wicked. He said, I will bless you abundantly. I'm the God of abundance. I can bless you exceedingly abundantly above all that you can think, all that you can ask. God wanted to bless them, and he began to bless them so that they could have more and give it out to others. God don't want us to be stingy. He don't want us to hold back. Praise God, he can bless you and give you more. That's what he did. When they had no food and he had the multitudes with him, praise God, and they had no food, but a little boy was there with two, hallelujah, fishes and five loaves of bread, and Jesus prayed over them and they began to multiply. Glory to God. And when they multiplied, he said, give them out to the people, and the disciples gave them out, praise God, the eight, and they were filled, and they had leftovers. God can bless you today so you can have leftovers. God can bless you today so you can have more, but you got to obey. You got to believe God. You got to do what he say. You got to stand on his word. Jesus is available to bless you. And when he sent a man of God, a woman of God to your town, when he sent a man of God to a woman of God to your city, you got to come on and get your blessing. You got to come on and get your miracle. You got to come on and get your deliverance. Why sit there with two empty boats, hallelujah, on the shore when somebody can come by and help you? God will send help out of his sanctuary. He'll send help out of Zion. You need help. And God want to help you. Peter realized, amen, that God was helping him. He realized, hallelujah, that there's a right way to do things. Hallelujah. And you can sit there and do nothing, but nothing from nothing, leave nothing. But when you rise up and you keep on, hallelujah, doing what God tell you, he'll bless you with more. He'll give you another assignment. God is ready to give some of you all another assignment. And when he give you that assignment, you got to be faithful. And you got to obey. You got to do what he say. Don't you be stubborn. Don't you be rebellious and sit there until everything dry up and you lose faith and get ready to give up. No, you begin to call on God. You begin to seek the Lord. You begin to talk to the Lord. And when he bless you, you bless others. And the eighth verse, the Bible said, and when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me. I'm a sinful man, O Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Peter wanted mercy. He wanted God to forgive him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because he doubted. Hallelujah. But he still obeyed. He said, we toiled all night and haven't caught nothing. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't care what happened to you before you get the command. But after you get the command, rise up and obey. Glory to God. And you can say, Lord, forgive me because I doubted you. Praise God. But now, Help me to believe, because I see what you've done. And the Bible's except they see, they will not believe. Many of you, because you don't see, you begin to doubt. Oh, I can't get healed from this cancer. Oh, I can't get healed from this tumor. Oh, I can't get healed from this, because the doctor told me this. Well, what did Jesus say? Hallelujah. If you obey God, you can get your miracle. If you obey God, you can get your deliverance. I've been in this house for a long time, and I can't afford to do better. Well, if you believe God, and if you wait on him, he'll give you what you want. I say, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he'll strengthen your heart. He's going to do it for you. Don't you give up. I know you've been through trials. I know you've been tested on every side. I've been there too, but I'm still holding on. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't care who go or who come. You still got to hold on. I don't care what they say about you. You still got to hold on. You gotta still keep the faith, hallelujah, even through the night, because God is there. He see you, and if you are faithful under death, he'll give you a crown of righteousness. But before you get there, you'll reap a hundredfold in this world and in the world to come. Hallelujah. The Bible said in the 9th verse, for he was astonished, and all that were with him at the drought of the fishes. Glory to God, which they had caught. Glory, they were astonished. You will be astonished when God bless you. You will be astonished when he send your money in the bank and you don't know who sent it, but it came. Hallelujah. You will be astonished. Astonished, amen. When somebody come by, when you're getting your car fixed and give you the money. Hallelujah. Or go to the hallelujah place and pay it off. And when you get there, they say somebody came by and paid your bill. See, that's what God is. He is a good God. He's a God that will make a way. He's a God that will open doors. He know what you're going through. He see your heart. Hallelujah. And he want to bless you. You will be astonished when you don't have a car and somebody come by and park a car in your driveway and put the keys in your mailbox. God want to do it for you. Greater things are beginning to happen because greater works. Hallelujah. God is doing in our life because we obeying him. And the 10th verse say, and so was James also, and John and Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. They were all amazed because of what God is doing. You're going to be amazed how God is going to bless you if you continue to serve him, if you continue to hearken to him. You're going to be amazed. Glory to God, because God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he would repent. He said, I'll bless you in the city. I'll bless you in the country. I'll bless you when you're going out. I'll bless your basket. I'll bless the fruit of your wombs. Oh, yes, God will. Glory to God. He said, I'll give you your heart desire. If you delight yourself in me, you got to get happy about God. You got to get excited about God. Hallelujah. I know people will come with discouraging words, but ignore them. Don't listen to the song. Don't listen to the voice, but you listen to God. Peter and James and John and Zebedee, they were in a maze. God's getting ready to amaze his people. Are you ready for his amazement. God want to amaze you. And the Bible declare, and Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, from henceforth thou should catch men. I'm moving you now. I'm giving you another assignment. Peter, you not only gonna succeed in being catching fish, but now I'm taking you further. I'm giving you a new assignment. I'm gonna let you catch men. You're gonna be a soul winner. That's what God wants. He wants us to be soul winners. Praise God. He don't want people to die in their sins and their soul to be lost. But he wants you to tell them, come on, come to Jesus. Come as you are. Come broken down, because you're not going to stay that way. God's going to take you further. Come like you are. But you're not going to stay that way. God's going to deliver you. I don't care how much drug you take. I don't care if you're a three-time felon. Oh, I want you to know God is delivering the felons too, and bringing them back and raising them up to do his work. Yes, you may be a murderer. I don't care about that. God will deliver you and save your soul and set you free. Glory to God, for he come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. It's time to be saved. It's time to give your heart to Jesus. It's time now to trust God for your home and family and for your life. It's time now to trust God for your healing. It's time now to trust God for your finances. God will do it for you. I want to pray for you today. God want to take you further. You may not be to the place where you are. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you're out there, and you know you need God. You out there. Hallelujah. And you know you need deliverance. You answer. You have not found the answer where you are. You have taken drugs. You have drank. You was an alcoholic. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You party and slept from bed to bed. And hallelujah, change men to men and women to women. And that has not helped you. Jesus is your answer. Your soul is crying out for God. God is the only one. Hallelujah, that's going to fulfill what you need in your soul. Your soul need God. That's what your soul is crying out. And I want to pray for you today that you can be delivered, that you will be set free. I don't care, hallelujah, what they say. Don't worry about your friends. They're going to talk about you, scandalize your name, and tell you all kind of things, hallelujah. And they are trying to make you die and go to hell, but you want to be saved. You want to go to heaven. You want to live right. You want to walk right. I want to pray for you. Say, Lord, help me now. Save me now. Deliver me now. I'm a sinner. I'm lost without you. Come into my heart. Come into my life and set me free. I believe you're the Son of God, and you died for me. Oh, that I may have life, and I receive you into my heart. I receive you now. Devil, I denounce you. I will no longer obey you. Hallelujah. See, because that's the problem. Many of you are listening to the devil. You're obeying the devil. Hallelujah. And he can't get in heaven anymore. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He can't no longer can be saved. But you can. Don't listen to him. Come on. Hallelujah. Give God your heart. Turn it over to God and live for him. Find you a church where you can serve him. Get your Bibles and read it daily. Pray day and night. Bring your family together and pray. Hallelujah. Tell your children about Jesus. Tell them that he loves you. Hallelujah. And he want to save you. Oh, when you do that, God is going to bless you. God's going to take you further. God's going to bless your life, and he's going to turn things around for you. I know many of you have been sick during this time. This cold weather has not been pleasant to you. Many of you got flus and colds and all kind of things are happening. Well, listen, amen, hallelujah. God can heal you. He can touch you. Hallelujah. You just got to believe. He said, by my stripes, you were healed. It's already done. And all you got to do is claim it. Say, I got my healing. Devil, get off of my body. Get out of my way. My body is the temple of God. And I'm going to serve God. And I'm going to believe his word. And I'm going to believe what he say. Glory to God. Get up from there and begin to praise God. Get up from there and begin to magnify God. Get up from there and let God have his way in your life. And meet me tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the Miracle Blessing and Healing Broadcast. Meet me tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. 8 p.m. Glory to God. At Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, 1500 Northeast Florida Avenue in Melbourne, Florida. Apostle Anton Brown will be preaching tonight. Then tomorrow night, Friday night, Prophet Robert Adderley. Come on. Come on out. Come on out. God has blessed you. God has saved you. God has delivered you. And so you need to come on out and be blessed. And then Sunday, amen, 11:30 a.m., I'm going to be speaking. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on out. Come on and get a word from God. Amen. This is a Pastor Andre Smith month. Amen. Hallelujah. And God has given him some good speakers. God has given him some great people of God that's going to be with us. Amen. This month, you don't want to miss it. Amen. Praise God. People are coming from other places. God is going to bless you. We'll be telling you more about it. Amen. Hallelujah. At a further date, we're going to be telling you more about it. Meet me February the 13th, 7:30 p.m. with Apostle Ellis in Bradenton, Florida. Amen. Life Impact Church is having, amen, praise the Lord, for a special services for Apostle Ellis at United Presbyterian Church, 6510 3rd Avenue West in Bradenton, Florida. Come on out and let God bless you. He loves you. He want to bless you. He loves you. And he want to pour out his spirit on you. But you got to come. He said, fail not to assemble yourself together. I know, hallelujah, enemy wants you to stay home so he can talk to you. Amen. But you need to assemble yourself with the people of God. I know he wants you, amen, to stay home so that you can be discouraged. Hallelujah. So you can be by yourself so he can continue to talk to you. Break loose. Get out of there. Amen. And come on to church. Come on where God is. Come on where the people of God is. Come on where the anointing is and where the power of God is and where your healing is, where your deliverance is. Because when you come, God's going to bless you. God's going to bless your life. I love you, and God bless you.